Atmadharman Parityajya. In Bhagavad Gita, many types of religion has been dealt. The yoga, the jnana, the karma, this, that, so many things. But in the conclusion, I have given up everything. Come direct to me, take the risk. I shall save you. Balagandhasa Tilak, he has got also an interpretation in Bhagavad Gita. And under this look, his commentation is very beautiful. He says that last, in the conclusion, the Lord has served Amrit nectar in a golden plate. Suna thalai Amrit paribeshan. Balagandhasa Tilak interpretation. In this look, wherever you are, does not matter. In whatever caste, whether you are learned or educated, non-educated, whatever, whatever position you are, does not matter. But give up your respective present duty and try to come, run towards me, and I shall embrace you. You will get everything. If you get my embracing, you will get everything.
If you give up everything, then you get everything. If you give up everything, then you get everything.
Everything at least mentally. Give up everything that is mentally as is the object of your life, the ideal. Give up everything. Does not say that you won't eat, you won't use any medicine, then you won't use any garment, not that. Don't take any bath, no. Physically adopt as is suitable to you, but mentally give up all object from your vision. Only one aim, I want Krishna. Lord, accept me, I want your grace. Only try to have this relationship. I want you, my Lord. Please accept me. Give me shelter under your holy feet. This should be the only one prayer in you. Accept me. Take me as your own. I don't want anything else but your grace, my Lord. Try to be of this mentality, this attitude. Exclusively, I am yours. I belong to none, but wholly I belong to you. You can do anything and everything with me. You have got whole right over me. Aranya bhakti. A surrender. Surrender to him. Sharanagati. This will fetch us the best benefit in the whole of life, future, past, and all respect, from all standpoint. As much as possible to collect my attention and devote to him. Krishna consciousness. Who is you? Who is he? He is your Lord of different time. A filial connection, father and son, mother, son, friend, friend, then consorthood, his Lord, I belong to him wholly. Santo Dasya Sokka Vatsulya Madhura. In four, in five mood, we can serve him. So now what to do? You will have to go back to ISKCON. Your baggages are there.
Yes. Yes.
You have left your...
We came last night. We came last night. It was dark when we came. We stayed there. And
now what to do? You will have to go back or you will get your things back here.
Okay.
Bhajinandu?
Bhajinandu.
Yes, Maharaj. Ki bolchen?
when you leave here?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Tomorrow morning I'll leave from here.
Tomorrow morning he will leave from here, go there, and then.
He says he has no time to spare here.
Spend today and tomorrow, not tonight.
Is this for your benefit?
What is Guru? He is the representative of the Supreme, and I am his. He is my owner. No longer I belong to myself. I belong to my Guru. The process of Diksha meaning this. I surrender to God, to His representative. Gurudev is representative of the God. And what I want to do with God, I should do with Him. That is the Shastra. If one seriously surrenders to his Guru, that means like this. Acharyam mam vijaniyat. You know the Acharya, I mean know me as Acharya, in Acharya. I behave with you through Acharya, through Gurudev. If you are sincere to accept Gurudev, then Gurudev means this position. He is the representative of myself. What you should do to me, do with him in that way. He is your owner. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari.
Will you tell him that I have a...
Now what is practically possible?
I
take such a regulated life to approach towards my Lord Krishna. I don't find such a response from your heart. Hare Krishna. I go to Hare Bhur. She is silent. Mother is silent. Hari
Krishna.
Yes, as soon as possible, you also will do like that. She is half Kuru. She was going to be naked, forcibly clothed, garment is taken off. Draupadi looked to her husband, no response. Looked to the assembly men, Bhishma, Drona, so many great personages. Bhishma told Kalyani, the real purpose of religion is very fine, and the Yudhishthira is the most expert, we think. He knows the real purpose of the Vedas more than any one of us. And when he is silent, I can't say anything. That was Vishnu's statement. Then Draupadi, when he found this way, that way, no help expected from any side, then his mind ran to Krishna. He Krishna, Dvaraka Natha, He Gopi Janavallabha, Dasyasti Kripanayaya, Sakhe Darshaya Sannidhi. When she found that none coming to my relief, her heart ran towards Krishna. He Krishna, He Dvaraka Natha. You are Lord of Dvaraka, you have got so many queens. You know how to keep their honor. He Gopi Janavallabha, you are not fixed within the boundary of Dvaraka, but we hear that you are even the Lord of the Gopis that are not married to you. So in that sense, you are Lord of everyone. Gopi Janavallabha, only Mahabharata, only once this reference about Vrindavan Lila of Krishna here. In whole Mahabharata, Vrindavan Lila omitted, but only here Gopijana Vallabh is mentioned in the heartfelt prayer of Draupadi. Hey Gopijana Vallabha, you are Lord of all. You are Lord of the Gopis, in spite of their husbands. Patin Patinam, husband of the husband, you are within. Dakshasti Kripala. So I am your maid servant. I am also a servant, maid servant to you. Please show that you are standing by my side. Dakri Dasaya Sannidhim. Be so pleased that you are at my side. And then at once the granted, aid granted, and as much as they are drying, the cloth is increasing. Draupadi has left as she was, and drying water, cloth, the cloth is there, so much. But Draupadi, as she was there. Interference of Krishna. Krishna ordered all the good merits acquired in past life of Draupadi may turn into cloth at this moment. That was his order. All the merits done in her past life may be converted to cloth, his immediate need, just now. And the cloth became infinite, as much as there is no limit, unlimited cloth. At this moment, Vidur went to Dhritarashtra. What is doing? Your foolish sons? So much cruelty, so much immorality, so much rudeness, that the nature won't suffer. This moment, fire may break out in your, to burn your whole capital. Be careful. What you are doing? You are dishonoring your own honor. Then this Dhritarashtra ordered, oh, this means everything. Take Draupadi to me. So, none belongs to none. Even the greatest need, Draupadi was disappointed by her husband, by the well-meaning gentlemen of the assembly, like Bhishma and others. None came to her help in the time of the most acute necessity. But Lord Krishna came and relieved her. So Krishna is such. Our relationship with him crossing all connections that you had. Hari Gaura. Nitai Gaura Hari Gaura.
Maharaj?
And also something more. There are many writings. I should not speak them all.
Maran. Ami Hari Charan.
And then when their spiritual conscience will be awakened, they will come and accept the name, not forcibly, not to thrust on them. A voluntary action necessary. Before that, you may say that he may not, they may not take meat, the wine, etc. This a good conduct that you may. Make arrangement that they may not go astray, but in good habit. Pure life they should have, but and also hear and read also scriptures, and when they will be sufficiently grown up, then they will take the name or mantram or anything. In the meantime, they may be requested to go through the scriptures and also to associate with the saints. To help them. Who are they? In this life, as they have come to you, and you are their father, but in this way, as in other lives one may go to another family, even to other sects also. So sure. So if they have come to you, they will feel afterwards that I was born in the family of that particular father, and there we caught some Krishna consciousness, and that has grown and helped us to reach to such a holy standard of life. Going here, they are changing. Son is not eternal son. Father or wife not eternal connection. According to our karma, just as it is given the example, dust carried by the wind, so many dust together, another wind comes and dust are distributed here and there, like that. For some time come together so many souls, and then we are to go away from one another. It is inevitable. So this connection may be happy if they contact some good thing from the from particular birth, particular father. None is eternal father, none is eternal son. Only temporary. And this temporary connection may help those that have come in connection with a good man, religious man. We shall do our duty that way. Whoever comes to me, I shall try my best to help the soul, though temporarily come to me, as a wife or as a son, or in any way. Even son may help the father. Father for religious life. Father was not religious. But by the connection of the son, the father may have religious life. That is also, mother also like that. It is possible. Prahlad's father opposed his devotional life. Bharat is the example who neglected mother because she went, she vanished to Ramchandra. So, Vibhishan left his elder brother. Bodhi Raja left his guru, Shukracharya. If the Lord himself has come to beg something, I must give him. I won't listen to your words, my Gurudev. If the Lord himself has come to beg something, I must give Shukracharya to get everything to Bhavandev without neglecting the order of Shukracharya. Sarvasvam Vishnavi Datta Mundavati Sasila. So Guru Nasasat, Sajano Nasasat. Bodhi in the case of Guru, Sajan in Vibhishan. Pita Nasasat, Prahlad. Mata Nasasat, Sasat, Bharat. Daivam Nasasat, Khatnanga Raja gave up the connection of the demigods and surrendered to Vishnu. And the Pati Nasasat, the Yajnapatni. Yajnapatni gave up the order, the honor for Pati, husbands, and went to have a darshan of Krishna Balaram in the forest nearby. Then when they came back, then the husbands, they adored them like anything. Oh, after so much spiritual knowledge, so much penances, as birth in a great lineage, we could not have the fulfillment of our lives in seeing Krishna Balaram, and you are not educated and not so much well read and so much well practiced like us in the yoga and others. You had the fortune of having the fulfillment of life. We adore you, we worship you. In this way, the husband afterwards told. Dhikyan manastrit vidyan dhikkulam dhikbahugyatan dhikriyan dhikkura vartam dhikriyadakkhan vimukhaji tadukshaji. All our education, all our religious practices are of no value because when the time came we are not favorable for a fortunate visit of the Lord, Supreme Lord. They repented like this in Bhagavata and Pai. Gaudhari, Gaudhari, Gaudhari. Jai Gaudhari Bodh. So Gopi is at the highest standard, and Uddhava says, I want to be a grass in Vrindavan so that the feet dust of the gopis, they fall on my head. And why? They have neglected the scriptural injunction, Arjapathang, the way that is recommended by the scriptures, and the Sajanam, their own guardian, left. They did not care for their own guardian and also the direction of the scriptures about their relationship with Krishna. Their opinion, the relation between Lord, God Himself, and any servant of Him, that must be unconditional. No condition come to interfere that relationship. Unconditional surrender to the Lord. He has got a wholesale right over me. And the Shastra will come and say, oh, so much connection and no more connection. Or our guardian will say, oh, so much connection and no more connection. That won't be taken up. The absolute connection over us, of everything. He is absolute Lord. His connection is unchallengeable. His connection to anything and everything. That type of devotion, dedication, is the highest. Self-forgetfulness is the totality. How far? There is another tale. Once Krishna, to prove, to show the position of his devotion in Dwaraka, he made a lila that I have got a strong headache. When Narada went to see, Narada, I am suffering too much from headache. What is the medicine? What we should? Only the dust of the feet dust of the devotee, that can cure my headache, nothing else. Then Narada turns around to the haram, the Rukmini Satyabhama, oh, Krishna is suffering and the feet dust of the devotee is his medicine, he says. Then they deny totally, no, it is impossible. That is my husband, and we think he is the Lord of Lords. And how can you repeat that? Do you think that you shall go to hell? Never, we can't. You are his devotee, you go and give your feet dust to him. In this way he has repulsed, denied. Then he approached Krishna, went to him. Have you got feet? No, devotee is agreeing to give feet dust. They are all afraid. You are Lord of Lords. Then Narada try once go in Vrindavan. You see there. Then Narada at once went to Vrindavan. And they all came, oh, Narada coming from Dwaraka. How is our Lord Krishna? And he is well, everything is good. But for the moment, a little trouble. He has got some headache and the feet dust of the devotee can remove that pain in him and nothing else. So I have come here to take, who is devotee, to take feet dust. Oops, there are so many queens and so many devotees there. They did not venture to give feet dust. Should I go to hell? That is their statement. We have come here for feet dust so far. We do not know who are devotees. Hey, you give your feet dust. I am giving. You also giving this way, they came with feet dust. Narada was stuck dumb. What do we do? None approached to give feedback to the Lord of Lords, and he, what, you don't think what will be the consequence? Yes, we know, eternal hell. Eternal hell, but we do not care for that. For the temporary satisfaction of the Lord, we can sacrifice our whole existence, Narada. We do not care for us. So intense forgetfulness of one's own interest in the dedication of life to us. He is all in all, Maru Virakas. He may make or mar. He is absolute ownership with me. That was the gopis of that type. That type of dedication, that type of love for the Lord, found only in Vrindavan, none, now nowhere else. Surrender has got its quality. What type of surrender? Surrender to the extreme. Suicidal squad in the army.
Maharaj, apni onek bolechen.
Onek kon bolechen. All right. Doctor says, advised not to talk or heart complaint. But I can't avoid, sometimes I have to talk. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
I think both
things. Zai Gaur Hari Bol.
I don't think we should cover it anymore.
Tomorrow morning?
One in another form, most generous form, where the Balaram of Vrindavan is Nityananda here, and he goes door to door, except Sri Gauranga, and he will get Radha Govinda together. Uncle of Gopal Bhatta Goswami come from South India, Sri Rangam, Ramanuji Vaishnava. He wrote, Yatha Yatha Gaura Padarabindi Kriyeta Bhaktin Kita Punna Rahi Tatha Tathut Satpati Siddhakasam Radha Padam Bhuja Sudham Burasi. As much as one can understand Sri Gauranga, one gets entrance into the Gaur consciousness, automatically he is led to both Radha and Krishna. Yatha yatha gaura padarabindi. If you have attraction for the holy feet of Sri Gauranga, padarabindi, create bhaktin kata punna rasi, and this is by the merit of previous life, many, many previous lives, such fortune comes to one. Suddenly he feels within himself Radha Padam Bhuja Sudham Burasi. She has got his sincere connection and attraction for the holy feet of Sri Radharani. And about Radharani, he himself has written that Prabhupada Saraswati, who was living in Sri Kunda, Kammabana, and there he composed all these books. Very charming style, and thought also very of a high level. About Radharani, the grouse, has written history of Rajputana, and one grouse, European gentleman he wrote a book in details about the Veda of Vrindavan. He mentioned this book in his book, from Prabodhananda Saraswati. Yasya kadapi visabhanu bhuvodishipi. Yasya kadapi vasanam chadakhiranuttha. Dhanyati dhanya pavani nukirartha mani. Yogindra durgamagote madhusudanupi. Tasya namastu visabhanu bhuvodishipi. Radharani's cloth or garment, a part of that is moved by the wind, and the wind that coming out of that fluttering of the cloth from the body of Radharani, touching the body of Krishna, and Krishna thinks himself most fortunate by the touch of that air. And who is Krishna? Yogindra Durgamagati Madhusudanopi. The Madhusudan, whom so many yogis, jnanis are searching but can't have any trace. That Madhusudan himself feels himself fortunate when he gets the touch of the breeze coming out of the fluttering cloth skirt by the wind. So we should bow down to that very direction where from that Radharani came to our world. Vishwabhanu who, that land, that part of land where she had come to this phenomenal world, we should bow down from far away to the direction of that land, which helps us to see how we see that the Lord himself thinks himself fortunate that he has touch of the wind of this course of his side. So these things are dealt in Vrindavan as well as in Navadvip. Navadvip for the public fallen souls. You take Harinam and then you will be fit to enter into the domain of love, the harem of the Lord Supreme, Absolute Lord. So such things. Here this mortal world, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi, full of pain of birth and death, and infirmity and disease, full of these things here. We are in body consciousness, that means we must suffer from the pain of birth, death, disease and infirmity, old age. Everyone to suffer, just here the opposite. Try, human birth is only the door to enter. Another birth, human birth is also uncertain. But when you have got it, for a few days at least it will stay, and you utilize it for the highest purpose of your life, highest fulfillment of your life. Don't waste your energy or your time in any other attempt. Utilize your time to the best of your ability. That is to take march towards your fulfillment, highest fulfillment of life. Don't waste your energy in other things. Try the highest for the highest purpose. Okay, Lige? Bhaktisar Maharaj. Here the name and the thing different. But in Vaikuntha, in the plane of the soul, the name is inseparably connected with the thing, substance. Namanami Ahid. The sound aspect and the central aspect and others, all connected in such a way that one cannot exist independent of another. The sound Krishna is the sight Krishna, is the touch Krishna, all one and the same. Nam avinnatat nam namina. So we have to take them in that particular way. So we have to get, God, we have to get them from the Gurudev. This material sound and the sound of that plane is not one and the same. Vaikuntasam namagramatasisar. To have effect in our sadhana, in our realization, we must have connection with the real name, with the real name. Once one Arya Samaj man asked Ramanuji Vaishnava in Ajodhya, "Oh, you are giving mantram, I know your mantram. I got your mantram from the book. You are giving that and very strict in delivering that mantram. I know your mantram. This is the, no, no, that is not my mantram. What you say, that is not my mantram. You say only in words, but it is something else. The globule, homeopathic globule, globules, all medicines are similar, only the globule conception. But globule is not the medicine. Yeah? Globule may be nax, maybe this and that, so many medicines, globule similar. So the coating is not the substance within. So nam nami avid. So it is necessary that we shall take the name of Krishna from Guru. Otherwise we can hear it anywhere and everywhere in the street. That won't do. Vaikuntha nama grahana. And the process, a process is there. The both Guru and the disciple must be bona fide. Transaction must be bona fide. Not only a show, not imitation. The Shishya has got his qualification and the Guru also has his qualification. It is mentioned in the scripture, in Gita, in Upanishad, in Bhagavatam. Tadasya Guru Meva Vihati, Samitpani Sratyam Brahmanishtam. In Upanishad, in Bhagavatam. Sabdi Parichya Nishnatam, Brahmanyupasamasrayam. In Bhagavad Gita, Tadvidhitpanipatena Pariprasneena Sivaya, Upadikkhantite Gyanam Gyanina Sattadarsina. Both parties must be qualified and sincere, then the transaction is possible. Guru imparts power with the word, the spiritual power with the word, transport to the disciple. And the disciple also, qualified disciple, by his repetition, his japa in particular way, he gets. From the sound, he can gradually see the rupa. The eye experience comes from the ear experience. Suddenly, eye experience comes down. Then, smriti rupi gunanam. Then, the quality experience comes from the transcendental world. Guni, there's a parikarvai system. Then, the paraphernalia comes. Out of relativity, it comes. Tatu lilayam, then the past tense. First sound, then figure, then quality, and then paraphernalia, and then the past things of the Lord. And then he finds that he is one of the members there. If he can find his own self there. This is not imagination, but this is reality. And where we are living, this atmosphere is imagination. Yāni śāsabha bhūtānān tuṣyāṁ jāgati. Yashyāṁ jāgati bhūtāni śāni śāvati. A day to one, night to another. A night to one is day to another. The yogis, they are awake in a world. Ordinary people sleeping there. And we are sleeping there. And the devotees, they are awake only in that world. Gaudhari, Gaudhari. The highest thing with the lowest price, if we are to get, this Navadhi will come to head. The Gaur Lila will come to head, take us to the highest, with the least price, Shraddha. Sincere, earnest desire. You desire sincerely and you will have. No price is possible for that highest thing. That cannot be had by any price in this world. This is valueless, this is what is this, all sham things. So, only value that you want sincerely, I want. To want that means to serve him. We cannot enjoy or exploit that thing. Exploitation is very nasty thing. To exploit, to enjoy, there's reaction. And to renounce the Buddhist Shankarite, that is also hopeless. If we want to get reality with the higher things, then we must come in connection with service. We can serve the high, we can enjoy the low, and we can retire with nothing. Exploitation, renunciation and life of dedication. Dedication is a noble life, and by dedicating ourselves for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord, we can have Him. Is it not treasure? Treasure of our service. By serving him, every part of one's body feels satisfaction. The whole existence feels satisfaction. Sadvātmasnapanam. The satisfaction, here the enjoyment impures us, but there the enjoyment of service purifies our whole existence. The loving service of the Lord purifies the whole existence. Sarvātmasnapanam, and this is all. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So we shall try to utilize our human body. This is the special birth where it is possible. There are 84 lakhs of species. Jalajana olokkhan, sthavara lokkha vinsati, krimayur udvashankhaka, dasa lokkhani pakkhinam, trimshat lokkhani pasavu, chatur lokkhani manu. Jalajana olokkhan, 9 lakhs of water animals. Sthavara lokkha vinsati,